This is VOA News, reporting by remote. I'm Joe Ramsey. A Hong Kong park that traditionally hosts huge vigils on the anniversary of China's deadly Tiananmen Square crackdown lay empty late Friday as police blocked access, but flashes of defiance still flickered across the city. Huge crowds have routinely gathered in Hong Kong's Victoria Park to mark the anniversary of Chinese troops crushing peaceful democracy protests in Beijing's Tiananmen Square on June 4, 1989. Hundreds were killed in the crackdown, by some estimates more than 1,000. Public commemorations are forbidden on the mainland, and until recently, semi-autonomous Hong Kong was the one place in China where large-scale remembrance was still tolerated. This year's vigil was banned at a time when authorities are carrying out a sweeping clampdown following huge and often violent democracy protests 2 years ago. Some 7,000 officers were placed on standby ahead of Friday's sensitive anniversary, and authorities warned they would adopt a zero-tolerance approach. Russian President Vladimir Putin said Friday that European nations should pay for gas from Russia in euros as the Kremlin moves to dump the dollar from rounds of U.S. sanctions. Putin's comments come a day after his economy ministry announced it was dropping the dollar from its national wealth fund and shifting to other currencies. The Kremlin has for years worked to wean the economy off the dollar, and Russian state-owned energy companies have been turning to non-dollar settlements. The economy ministry says from May 20th, the share of dollar assets in the fund had been reduced to 0% from 35%. Some economists said the move was designed to send a signal to Washington ahead of a summit between Russian leader Vladimir Putin and U.S. President Joe Biden on June 16th. This is VOA News.